This is what we do. This is what we do. Amen. Amen. Wow. 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 We heard a lot of teaching. We received a lot of teaching. Amen. Some things you heard over again. I'm the one that brings you something different. That's who I am. I want to ask a question. Have you ever thought what your life would be before the fall? Before Adam fell? Have you ever thought what you would be like? Have you ever thought where you would be? The earth will still be spinning. There'll still be people, and billions of people will still be on the earth. But what would we be doing? Ever thought about that? The prayer conference, all our Sunday services, and our prayer sets, and our Tuesday Bible study, and our Monday night classes, and our everything we do is because of the fall. It's because of Adam desiring his independence from God. That's why we do all of this. That's why God is bringing us into these places. Amen. God said he made heaven and the earth, right? And God created the heavens and the earth. Understanding that the heavens is God's kingdom. He's the king. Genesis 1:26 says, and God said, let us make man in our image, and let him have domain over all his creation. You know, the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and all these other things that God created. Heaven is the kingdom, where earth was supposed to be the colony of heaven, which means we are supposed to be duplicating what is going on in the heavens. Amen. Understand that there is a king in the heaven, in the realm that we don't see, but through Holy Spirit we can now commune with, so that now we can duplicate heaven on earth. We always pray, thy kingdom come and thy will be done, where? On earth, as it what? Is in heaven. So we are supposed to be duplicating what we see in heaven. Jesus, please put your stones up. Don't stone me. Because I'm the one that say things like Bob said, very controversial to what we be taught. I see your hand back. Put it down, elder. Drop that stone. Amen. You ready? Go back on me. Jesus did not come here to teach us Christianity. I'm sorry. He did not come to give us a religion. Matthew 4 said, when after Jesus was baptized, Jesus began to teach, preach, and deliver the kingdom of God. Amen. So why are we not living in the kingdom of God on earth as we're praying? Why are we still caught up in religion? Why are we still caught up in Christendom? Why we got all these religions on the earth when we shall be operating in the kingdom? That's right. Isaiah 9. I told you mine's a little different. Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9 and verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Of the increase his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David, over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from the latter time forth, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. It says that a child is born. Understand, Mary born the child, but she did not give birth to the son.
You better preach it.
That's right. God sent the son. Mary birthed birth Jesus, but God sent Christ. Christ is the anointed one. So Mary could not birth the anointed one when she needed a savior herself. The Bible said that upon his shoulder a government will come. The kingdom is a government. And that government that came as the governor, Holy Spirit on the inside of him, and to have a governor on the earth is to what? Influence earth to do it the same way it's done in the heavens. That's who Holy Spirit is. He's our governor. We heard about him being the paraclete. We heard about him being with us. We heard about him being inside us, coming alongside us. But he's your governor. As you have a colony. See that God don't live on, he lives in us. But God cannot enter the earth without human, otherwise he enters illegally. Because he's a spirit. He gave dominion to us on the earth. We're made from what? The earth. But so many times we're trying to get out of the earth. We all want to go to heaven when we're made for the earth. So when I begin to look at this word and just go through this here for the past couple of weeks about this government thing, the Lord began to show me about America. See, we say United States of America. America is the country, which is made up of the United States. And they are colonies inside America. And inside these colonies, there are what we call governors. And the governors, the president, don't live in every state.
That's right.
So we have a governor who influences us through the things for the president. Right? But the difference is with presidency, as Bob was talking about the Republican and the Democratic thing, we vote them in. In other words, I hire you, but yet I fire you. We ain't doing that with God.
Nope.
God is king. But because Adam decided to have his independency, you know, that day that we celebrate on July 4th, y'all know y'all have your cookouts on July 4th. I got my Independence Day. You better be careful declaring that. As God sits in the heaven, and it says that, and a son shall be, a child is born, a son shall be given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, which meant that Jesus came to introduce us the kingdom of God. He was the governor on the earth at that time. For 3 years, he was the governor. But he had to go back. Why? Because even though he was the Son of God, even though he was fully God and fully man, he couldn't be in every place at every time. So he had to go back in order to send forth another, which is the governor now, the Holy Spirit. And the job of the Holy Spirit is just simply to influence us to live in the kingdom.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it. His job is to influence us on the things of the kingdom, to show us how we really should be living. See, all that we do is because of the fall. And if we would really wrap our minds around that we have a life that we can live before the fall, we wouldn't need another prayer conference. In Genesis 1 and 2, it don't talk about no prayer meetings. It don't talk about no worship services. There's no pastors, no apostles, no bishops, no preachers, no deacons. None of those things are in it. But God said, but it's good.
Yeah.
My God. Please don't throw stones at me. I know I'm coming against a lot of your doctrines.
Yes,
but this is what the Bible teaches. And God, what he's really doing in this conference is trying to usher us out of church to a bride. We got too much church, too much religion going on that we're not even thinking about being the bride of God, the bride of Christ, where we rule and reign and live with him all eternity back on earth. Revelation is talking about a new heaven and a new earth. Why are we trying to get up out of here?
Yep.
When this is supposed to be our dominion place.
Yep.
This is where we're supposed to have the authority at. This is where we're
we have our dominion at here on the earth. Wow. Wow, God. Wow, God. My God. So our governor, who is the Holy Spirit, it says that what? He will lead us and he will guide us in all truth, right? That's what the governor does. He comes, he brings us what is on the Father's heart in heaven. How many of y'all know, even though Holy Spirit is in us, even though he rests upon us, he goes back and forth to heaven, back and forth. He take you, your prayers, to the Father's throne room, and then he come back with the answer. You gotta get this. We gotta get away from this religion thing, this religiosity thing. See, let me tell you something about prayer. Prayer is in your DNA. Wow. It's your communion with the Father. Yeah. It's been there from day one when God said he breathed into the nostrils of man and man became a living soul. That was your communion with the Father. Yeah. Don't you know everybody pray? I'm sorry, I guess y'all could tell I'm a walker and I use my hands a lot, so, and my mouth is kind of large. So like I got a trumpet in my stomach, hallelujah, so we can move this. Hallelujah, yeah, you hear me. Hold that, Marco. Amen.
It's going worldwide.
Listen, everybody pray. Every man pray. Whether he's praying to an idol, whether he's praying to a false god, he prays.
Yes.
Back in 1974, 75, and 76, if you was in the city of Newark and you was riding down South Orange Avenue around 2:30 in the afternoon between Bergen Street and South 10th Street, you heard me on the microphone praying in Arabic. Little did you know I graduated from an Islamic school.
Come on, tell them that.
So I learned about prayer.
Come on now.
Whether I was praying to a false god or not, I knew there was something on the inside of me that was something bigger than me.
Woo.
Go ahead.
So everybody prayed. And as I was studying this, Anita, I was studying on atheists. And don't you know 10% of atheists, they pray? Yep. Even when they say they don't believe in God? Because there's something that's in the DNA of every man and woman, boy and girl, that talks to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Whether they praying to themselves, mm-hmm. whether they praying to the air, whether they praying to chairs. Yeah.
Come on, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
They praying. Every day, Monday through Friday, my mother sitting right there. I would go in the masjid, what they call the masjid, that was called the mosque, and I would get up on the stage, and I would grab the mic, and I would pray in Arabic, Bismillah, Rahmani Rahim, praying to a wrong God, but I did it. Because I knew through doing it, things was going to change. Atmosphere was going to shift. Whether it was shifting for the good or for the bad. Something was changing. So I did that every day, Monday through Friday. When nobody else would do it, I said, there's something about this prayer thing. Nobody in my class wanted to do it. I said, I'll do it. Mm. So I was the designator, one, to lead them in prayer at the age of 13, 14, and 15. Mm. That's what I did. So I learned that the DNA of prayer was in every man at a young child.
Hallelujah.
Again. Might have been praying wrong. Might have been praying to a false God. But I was doing it.
Mm.
But we have the truth. And we won't do it.
Mm. Uh-oh.
She combed the hair back.
Throw your stones. Our pastor been pastoring church for 13 years. And if I say we having something special, everybody come. Let me say we having prayer. Y'all know how the bird tweet, tweet, tweet. You can hear the tweetling from the birds, but they don't show up. Come on. Don't show up. But that's in you. Prayer is designed in you. Prayer is your communication with something bigger and greater than you. But now that we have the truth of Holy Spirit, the governor released from the Father, Jesus said, I must go that I can what? Send him back. The governor ain't from the earth. He can't be from the earth because how the earth gonna dictate what's in heaven? He had to be there to know the Father's heart, to see what was going on. Jesus said when he was on his way to raise Lazarus, he said, Father, I thank you that you hear me. You always hear me. But only do this here so that they would know.
Yeah.
He never stopped to say, he lived it. He lived. We have to become a people where we become prayer. Well, we're that constant communion and that constant relationship, that constant fellowship with the Father, whether it's morning, noon, or night, even while we sleeping. The most the Lord speak to me is when I'm asleep because he can really get my attention. Y'all better say amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I am a preacher. That's what I do. We have to become this prayer. We have to become one with the Father so much as Jesus prayed, Father, I pray that they will be one with you as I am one with you. We have the opportunity through Holy Spirit to be one with the Father.
Yes.
Where I know, Father, you heareth me and you always hearing me. But Father, take me back to that original state where you first purposed our lives before the fall of mankind. See, our struggle is because of what happened. But we got to begin to see ourselves before. Come on. You got to. The Bible says in 1 Peter that before the foundation of the world, Christ, the Lamb of God, was shed. So now that gives you the opportunity to go before the foundation and see yourself already delivered, already healed, right, already whole, already one with the Father.
That's right.
But we don't get that because we still teach in religion.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of religions in the world. A lot. Most of my family, a lot of my family is still in Islam. Amen.
They're coming.
Oh, they're already out. See, I agree that. They're already out. They just didn't know it yet.
Yeah.
They just ain't caught up with them yet. But see, they are already out. Because when I pray, I know the Father hears me, and he always hears me, and he's already moved. He said, because I answer even before you pray. Hey! Come on. So if you got loved ones that's in some... See, let me just say this right quick. My mother's sitting right there. She's 86 years old. I thank God for not just today of being here. But see, I thank God for my birth.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you why I thank God for my birth. Because see, even though my mother is 86, it was taught when she was 14 when the Lord prophesied to her that I would be born.
Mm.
At 14. She had many things happen in her body, and if I'm lying, she could tell you the truth. Happened in her body. And when she got married to my father, she had a child. What did you have? Something ovary taken out?
No, my appendix
burst. Her appendix burst. Thank you. Y'all know the story. And when she had my brother, my oldest brother who's deceased, the doctor said, you will only have the same sex child. Well, made God to be a liar.
Uh-huh.
But we know God is not a liar because... Come on, help me preach my message.
Because the doctor said I would only have one sex. So when I got married, my son was born, I couldn't believe it, you know? But then I had two more children.
She had another boy.
another boy. Then I had my daughter, was born Christmas night.
That's not me.
Yes. And when the nurse asked me for her name, I couldn't think of it. So I named her Sherry.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got pregnant with Pastor, I don't want to say what happened between that.
Well, I'll tell it. Okay.
Yes.
This is why I thank God for my birth. Because, see, my father comes home from prison, put a gun to my mother, and tell her to sleep with me. She didn't want to.
Come on, soldier.
Mm. And so she ended up sleeping with him, and that night she conceived me.
Mm.
God gave her my name, gave her everything, and told her her life would be troubled in the beginning, and she'll look like she walking wayward, but she will minister my word. Because she was a child of prayer. So after she found out she was pregnant with me, and because my father's lifestyle was in and out of Roy prison, where he passed at, glory be to God. See, I tell it. See, I'd rather tell it than you try to assume it.
All right, now.
So if you go back, you can say, yeah, you said, yeah, I sure did. So on her way to abort me, y'all better hear, to abort me, because she said, I don't want no more children by this man because he's not even taking care of his other three children. The Lord stopped her and said, that's the one I promised you. See, that's why I thank God for my birth. Woo! And I thank God for prayer. Because if she had not been praying and heard the voice of God at the age of 14, now check this out. At the age of 14, she was hearing the voice of God. And at the age of 14, I was praying to a false God. Y'all heard what I said. But prayer was always there. Prayer. It's in your DNA. Prayer is part of your makeup. Prayer is the organ that flows through you. Let me tell you something. The most vile person will say, Lord, have mercy.
That's right. You're right.
You're right.
You're right.
Why? Because prayer flows through the DNA of every person. Boy, man, boy, woman, child, it flows through them. Come on. Let me just share this with y'all. Y'all got your stones put up?
Mm-hmm.
See, when God said, breathed into man, and man became a living soul, he actually breathed his spirit. Because breath is the spirit of God. Not shot time, I say, Kato, no, 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 it's the spirit of God. But when Adam declared his independence, it went dormant. It's always there. Spirit of God is always there. Huh? He said, the day you eat, you shall surely
die.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That means you've been dying daily. Do you mind if I take off my sweat? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, come on.
They get funny when you got no sleeves. He said, you will surely die. The devil did not create death. God created death. Man activated it.
Say that again.
Again.
The devil did not create death. God did.
Right.
But man activated when he declared his independency. And ever since then, man been dying.
Yes.
But the spirit of God was always still there. That's why they were still living and breathing and still doing. And that's why some of them still heard the voice of God. Even though they were dying. God want us to live in the kingdom. See, when you have the kingdom of God in you, and when you have the governor leading you, the governor will begin to teach you the things of the kingdom, which means he will even change your language.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's why it's very important for everybody to have a prayer language.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important that everybody have a prayer language, because Paul said it like this here, and I said, Lord, wait a minute. Paul said, I pray in the spirit, but I also pray in my understanding. I said, well, God, yeah. He said, that's your problem. You praying in your understanding. Mm. He said, you're praying in your understanding because you're praying according to what you comprehend. In the Bible, in the book of Daniel, and I guess y'all know I have it open. Sorry, I don't have scriptures to keep giving you. This it's just there. In the book of Daniel, it talk about these three Hebrew boys.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know them. One day we're going to learn their real names and stop calling them by their slave names.
Because
that was the name that the Babylonian king gave them, which was a slave name.
Come on.
Daniel 1. Daniel 1.
Come on now.
Because they wouldn't bow down to a false god and to a king, that he said, put them in the fiery furnace and turn it up. I want to ask y'all a question. If they was put me in a fiery furnace, how would you pray? Would you pray God deliver her? God take her? Or would you pray God put her in there and get in there with her? See, we gotta learn how to pray the will of the Father.
Wow.
See, we too busy saying, God, bring them out, bring them out. And say, no, God, put them in. Put them in. Put them in. Put them in. And get in with them.
Mm. Oh. Wow.
That's how we pray in our understanding. That's what the Lord was showing me. Mm. He said, stop praying in your own understanding and know my heart. Know the Holy Spirit. Know the governor that's in you and ask him to lead you and guide you. Not in just everything you do, but in prayer. More people, are y'all with me tonight?
Yes.
I'm going to show them y'all because if you're tired, we got an exercise that we're doing in our church. It's called the Hokey Pokey. And I'll get you up and we'll be to get you woke. They know. I got 1, 2 over there, 3, 4. The rest of them left. But they know what I mean. They start getting tired. I said, come on, it's Hokey Pokey. Because you can see, I understand that you can go to sleep and the Lord can minister to you. But I also understand there's a different type of sleep that the enemy will rock you to sleep to keep you stuck. Mm. Oh God, we pray for God to bring people out all the time. I just celebrated, y'all. I just celebrated my 60th birthday, October 1st.
Woo!
My baby.
And if I had told y'all my real testimony, y'all be like, "Why that girl still living?" Y'all don't even know I OD'd. I'm telling my business. God said, I tell my business. I found my face in a gutter from using too much drugs. But all I knew was Jesus.
All right.
And I got enough trust to say, Jesus. And the angel of the Lord came and swooped me up and carried me home. Oh my God. All because my mother and my grandma was praying. I told you I lived a troubled life. Whew. So many times we're praying for God to bring people out. And we're praying God to heal people. I got a young lady in my church, Yolanda. And Yolanda is the only survivor of a serial killer that was running around East Orange about 10 years ago. The only survivor. She's in a wheelchair. Her face is twisted. Her hand is like this. She was pregnant at the time, lost her child because he raped and shot her and left her for dead. And on my birthday celebration, Yolanda rolled her wheelchair to the front and to the back of the church 3 times. Mm-hmm. And I'm just worshiping God. And when I turned around, Yolanda was walking down the aisle.
Amen.
And
morning, this is your birthday gift. Yeah. 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 I asked God, I said, God, if you let her walk my birthday, let her walk all the time. He said, I'm being glorified by Yolanda in that wheelchair. I said, wait a minute, God. Wait. He said, you need to stop praying in your understanding. Pray in the spirit. If I want her out that wheelchair permanent, I can get her out.
Right.
We're praying, God, let her walk, God. Heal her, God. Deliver her, God. God said, I already healed her. She gives me more glory in the wheelchair than you standing on your 2 feet. Go. See how we pray in our understanding? If we pray in the spirit, and you heard it, how the spirit of God make intercession for us. You know, this thing is just bugging my mind, you know, because it be bugging my mind. I said, God, Holy Spirit in me making intercession here, and Jesus at the right hand of the Father making intercession, what is going on? He said, when you pray in the spirit and Jesus prayed next to the Father, intercession merge. Heaven and earth begin to touch. That song you were singing. Heaven and earth becomes one.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven and earth only become one when we're praying in the spirit, when we're led by Holy Spirit, when we allow Holy Spirit to be the governor in our life. That's how we see heaven on earth. And heaven and earth becomes one. We ain't gonna see it in our understanding. The governor, change your language. That's why we ought to pray in the spirit. Why we ought to pray in the spirit? And oh, well, yeah, but Pastor, that's a gift. Yes, it is. But who gives the gifts? The Holy Spirit. He gives the gifts. So why we don't ask for the gift that keep us in communion with the Father? Why don't we ask for the gift? See, we got this bad teacher. I'm telling y'all. See, you know, I praise God because I wanted to go to theology school. I wanted to go to seminary school and all that. God said, no. I said, what? Because, you know, see, I was fascinated with all the letters behind people's names. And, you know, you see the 3 stripes on the ground. And that thing just had me like, yeah. And God said, if I allow you to go, then I got to undo all that stuff. And so, you know, God will give you sometimes if you keep asking him.
Uh-huh.
He will. Oh, he will. So I begged and I pleaded, and one of the prophetic ministries I was in, my pastor, he was an instructor in the school, and like, God, my pastor, he's the teacher. I want to go. He said, okay, I went for 6 weeks. And ran out of there, and he was my pastor. And Lord said, are you happy now? Are you satisfied now?
Mm-hmm.
He said, all you got to do is come before me in prayer, and I will teach you all that you need to know about my word, me, and everything else. Understand that everything about God ain't in the Bible. The Bible is true, but it ain't all true.
Yes.
Because if it was, we wouldn't be able to it'd be too much.
Yeah, it said that in the end of the book of John.
So he gave us a lot of things, but through revelation and spending time with him and having the governor lead us and guide us. And then when I heard about Bob Class, I said, all right, Lord, it sounds like this man is teaching some of the things that you taught me. He said, all right, go. And all he did, everything he said, I said, Lord, that's what he said. Now you know how to interpret what I was saying. Because sometimes when God teaches you, you don't really know how to put it into words. You just know it.
Yeah, true.
You really don't even know what you're talking about. But you know something.
Amen.
You really don't know, but you know something because the governor is talking to you. And he's talking a language that you ain't familiar with. I told you I'm a little different. I'm sorry. I thank God for everybody that went on. You know, I was blessed by everything I was.
No need to be sorry. Just be who you are.
Oh, I am. Believe me, Mona. You should know that by
No, no. When I say that, I don't mean that I'm sorry. I apologize to you. Because a lot of people don't want nothing different. I'm glad we're having this conversation, because this is what I do in my church. We talk, as I'm preaching, let me tell you something. I ain't one of those preachers that don't tell you can't interrupt me. If that baby right there raised his hand, everybody stop, ask your question.
I know that's right.
Come on. Mm-hmm. See, we get to, see, that's why I said we got too much religion. Shh. But I need to know. Shh. You're interrupting the Spirit. You can't interrupt the Holy Spirit. You ain't got it like that. You ain't that bad. Oh, they might break the flow. You better than Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit can flow right over. What'd you say?
Yes. And then when you die, you just go to heaven because you're saved. I just, there's part of that I don't believe. So I said, what about the scripture that says the people came to Jesus on judgment day and he said to go away because he didn't know me? So how does that relate?
Because they had not bent their knees to Jesus.
Because they had not?
They had not bent their knees and made him Lord. It's a big difference.
Well, did they cast out demons and all this other?
Oh yeah, let me tell you something. In the name of Jesus, you can do a whole lot. Because that name has power. But if you still see, it's a principle in God. That name is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. The thing is, you can cast out demons in Jesus' name. The Bible says at the name of Jesus, demons tremble and flee.
That's right.
So they could do that out. But it's a difference between saved and making him Lord. See, when he's Lord, he's over your life.
Okay.
Your life is no longer yours.
Right.
See, I tell you, we got this thing about religion. Stand up, Marcos. Come here. Marcos, this is what we do. This is what we do in the church. The doors of the church is open. Well, who closed them? Who was bad enough to get a needle and thread and sew the veil back up?
Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
So this is what we do. The doors of the church is open, and we people come up, and as we say, now, I'm going to say to you the sinner's prayer. Don't stone me. And we say, Father, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I confess that you are Lord.
That you are Lord.
You're now saved. Ain't bent his knees. Only said what I said.
You right?
So where's the salvation? Religion. And why we do that? Because we want numbers in the chair. We're not concerned about the soul. Bending his knees, making Jesus Lord. So that's why, now that he said that, he could say, devil come out in Jesus' name, and the devil come out. He could lay hands on the sick and they recover, and then he could come to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm here. He said, depart from me. I never knew you because I've never been your Lord. You've been still living your life according to your own understanding.
That's right.
That's why we need the governor. A false God that don't talk back to me. Because let me tell you something. I followed my sister into Islam, who followed my older cousin. Because I wanted to black power. I'm just being honest. And I saw something in it that I didn't see in the church. My mother did not agree with it. My grandmother did not agree with it. But they said, all right, go. You'll be back. In Islam, I learned how to pray. I learned discipline. I learned how to fast. I learned how to get up in the middle of the night and wash and pray and do all those kinds of things. And he never spoke back. I would go to him for things and I never got an answer. And when the Lord pulled me back out, I had a conversation with somebody. And they said, well, why did you leave? I said, because I couldn't find God in that. Because the God that I know talks. The God that I know sees. The God that I know touches. He's acquainted with all my weaknesses and my infirmities. And when I'm weak, he's strong. So, yeah. For 3 years, I did that. My mother said, well, I didn't. She'll tell you. My mother made school uniforms, you know, had me all wrapped up, brushed, draped down, and everything else.
Wow. Let you go inside.
Went to school all year round. Am I lying? I went to school all year round. I didn't get summer breaks. I graduated high school at 16. But I learned and I graduated from high school with a better education in public schools than most Christian schools. Because everything was academic. At 16 years old, I got accepted to the Illinois Institute of Technology to be a mathematician. Got sick and they sent me home. I went to Bloomfield College and they laughed at me. You too young to be in school, but I knew more answers than my professors. I learned a lot over there. And I'm grateful for everything that I learned. But now I'm more grateful because even though I learned that, I learned what was true and what was false.
All right.
I learned how to hear the voice of God speak back to me. I learned that when I pray, my Father in heaven, whose spirit lives on the inside of me, speaks back to me. People. He's our governor. He's the governor of the kingdom sent by the Father to be our influencer to live like a kingdom people. All the teaching I heard today, I said, God, I give you glory. But I hope your people are changing. Not for today. Not just to show up at prayer meetings. Not to just get up in the morning. Okay, God, I'm getting up in the morning. I'm going to sacrifice, Lord. I'm going to get up and I'm going to pray. But actually become that communion with the Father. Become that oneness with Him. Desire Him more than you desire anything else. Because that's who you are. See, when you are one with the Father, you desire that because it's you.
That's right.
It's you now. It's you and Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the Father all one. And that's the original plan that God had for us. Mm-hmm. That we will live on this earth the way He lives in the heavens. Mm-hmm. We will do what we see Him do. See, it's not just Jesus saying, I only hear and do the. It's us too. Right. Come on, it gotta be us too. Why do you think Jesus came as a man? So that we can see this is how we should be living. He didn't come just to be an example and that's it. No. Because if he would have came as God, we'd be like, God, that's you. We can't do that. He said, and even though I'm going back, I'm going to send myself back in the form of a spirit to be your governor on earth to show you you can live like this. Don't you know we can live without sin? Come on, we got to get to that place. None of y'all don't even know. 3 hours before I got up here, what was going on in my mouth? My gum was hurting. said, and my spiritual father was here, and he had to go. He said, what's the matter? I said, my mouth. He said, daughter, push through it. Mm-hmm. You know who you are. Yeah. Push through it. Yeah. He said, push through it. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. Because I knew the enemy wanted to stop the word from going forth. How after 3 weeks I had the tooth pulled, now all of a sudden my gum hurt? Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing there to hurt. So I left him over there and I came in here and I told Bob, I said, you know, my mouth was, I said, so you know what? I'm just going to sit quietly for God. That's what I'm going to do. And I sat there, I sat in different chairs that the Lord would lead me. See, I don't just sit just anywhere. Oh, yeah, Bob, I sit, kid, you know, the Messiah. I learned a lot through the governor, Holy Spirit. That a lot of y'all just take a seat anywhere and don't know what already been sitting in that chair.
Dude.
Why this is going on, why you're agitated, why you're upset, why you can't stand the person next to you. You want people of God. Do y'all not know the spirit realm is real? And just because we in here, you think he wasn't going to try to show up?
You're right.
See, we got to get past it. I'm saved, but the devil can't touch me. You are the devil.
Come on, Pastor.
But when you know who you are, my God, let me leave y'all alone. I'm going home. I got to preach tomorrow. I'm getting my bed. Praise the Lord. We got to get to know who we are.
That's right.
We got to see ourselves before the fall.
That's right.
Mm.
That's right.
Mm. That scripture you said, Jeremiah 11 and 29, God have a plan. Yeah, a plan to bring us back before the fall.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I expected it. To live a life before Adam decided that he wanted independence. Independence is the worst thing you can have against the kingdom of God.
Mm.
Wow.
Amen.
Come on. This song came up this week. God bless the child that God is on. And I said, wait a minute, Lord. Hold it. I'm a jazz person. I love jazz. I said, but wait a minute. I'm singing the wrong kind of song here. Mm-hmm. Because that's come by my independence from you. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things we're saying and doing is allowing our independence against God. Right. And yet we lifting our hands. And we worshiping. We prophesying. We preaching. And we teaching. And we still living an independent life. Mm-hmm. God said no more. Mm-hmm. It's time to start seeing yourself before the fall. Mm. It's time to step out of Christendom and become kingdom minded. Do you not know the church is for the natural? Don't stone me. The church is for the natural. The bride is the spirit. And it's time we start being the bride. Mm. It's time that we start living this life. Oh my God. Oh my God. That we start living a life before the fall of Adam. Start seeing ourselves in our original state back in the garden again. Charles quoted one of my favorite scriptures. I'll be in a well-watered garden. Glory be to God that I'll be back in that garden of Eden with the Father again. Mm-hmm. Living in my original state. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God where it's just me and the Father. We're one together. As he's moving, I'm moving. As he's speaking, I'm speaking. As he's sitting, I'm sitting. As he's laying, I'm laying. As he's standing, I'm standing. It's time. That we allow the governor who knows the heavens, who know what it's like to be in the kingdom of God, take rulership over our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, the Bible said this here, thank you, Holy Spirit, in Galatians, in the fullness of time, God sent his son into the earth. Do you know what that's talking about? Because before Christ was born, Rome had came and invaded most of the land. And Pontius Pilate, who was the governor, see, Caesar didn't live in all of Rome. Oh my God, happy Lord. But even in Palestine, and even in Judea, and even in Israel, and all those places, his spirit, the spirit of Pontius, of Caesar through Pontius Pilate was governing over that land. And so God, after 4,000 years, God had to wait until a government system was set up on the earth and then begin to show, okay, now they understand government. Now I can send the governor. My God, my God, my God. So in the fullness of time, God sent Christ into the earth. He said, now they'll be ready because now they're tired of living under the influence of a wrong governor. We have to get to a place to understand that the government of the kingdom is how it's supposed to be on the earth. We pray thy kingdom come. And
thy will be done.
You know, we only got started with this prayer conference because we would finish our prayer set, right? And we would have Bible study, and the Lord started dealing with us on teach us how to pray. And I think we did that for about 2-3 years. And then, at least I feel like the Lord said we should do a conference. This is how we got here. This is how we got the conference. But understand this. The disciples had to ask Jesus, teach us how to pray. Mm-hmm. It's not that they didn't know how. They knew how to pray. They prayed some days 9 times a day. Some prayers they did 3 times a day. But what they was not getting was the result that they saw Jesus getting. Mm-hmm. So he said, teach us how to pray. This man, I'm sorry to tell you, that's not the Lord's prayer. Don't tell me. Just a blueprint. That was not his prayer. He said, pray in this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus spent more hours in prayer seeing what was going on in the kingdom and less time in ministry. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, help me, Lord. When he would pray, God would show him where to go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who to talk to. Mm-hmm. And who to heal. Mm-hmm. He didn't heal everybody. And y'all think Jesus went out and healed everybody? No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. He healed who the Father showed him who to heal. And guess what? When they brought the boy, y'all remember the story?
Yeah.
When they brought the boy to Jesus because he kept throwing himself in, and the disciples came to Jesus and said, we brought my son to your disciples and they couldn't do nothing. They said, my God, how long y'all been with me? Jesus said, bring the boy here. David, go and it up. Spent time with the Father, seeing what was going on, understood the kingdom of God, understood that the governor was in him, allowed the governor to move in him, show him what to do, did it, and things got done. But this is us. Come out, devil! Come out, devil! In the name of Jesus, come out, devil! Come out, devil! Then we get tired now, somebody come up to take our break. Hey, you come out, devil! Come out, devil! Hey, you come out, devil! And the person, the devil, still don't come out. Why? Because we not allowing the Holy Spirit to let us know, do you want the devil out?
Right.
Woo!
Right.
Some people are in the state that they are in because God is trying. but we're trying to bring them out. Because we're not allowing the governor to show us who to pray for. All right, I'm going. Go home. Don't have to throw me out.
No, but you're not stoned yet, so you're good.
I'm good. Yeah. Thank you.
We haven't thrown you out the cliff yet, so.
Even Jesus knew how to get away.
Yeah.
He knew how to duck and weave. One of the things that I learned over there in that Islamic school was martial arts. I know how to duck and weave, too. I like to have fun when I minister the word. I do. You know why? Because I enjoy the word so much. Because I enjoy the Spirit of God so much. I do. I enjoy Him. Like you said, Mita, He's your best friend. Let me tell you something. He's my best friend. He's my lover. He's my
yeah.
Come on. He's a lover of my soul.
Yeah.
Okay, we said all of that. We did all of that to just say this one thing. God want us to live before the fall. That's where God is trying to bring us at, back to. It ain't about I'm going to heaven, I'm going to walk around heaven all day. I'm going to sit over there and I'm going to tell my story how I made it over. I don't know, but those are the songs that we sing in the urban church,
right?
You're gonna go there and you bring your tail right back.
Yep.
You come right back the way you've been trying to get away from. Because God wants His colony called Earth to duplicate the kingdom. That's why we're here. That's the purpose of mankind. That's why He created us. He said, because I want a family on earth to do what my family in heaven is doing. That's it. It's for no other reason. It ain't for no other reason. It ain't here to have religion. If that's the case, what we, you know why I know it ain't because we got too many of them. Come on, we got Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, atheism, even though they say that's still a religion.
Yeah, it's still a religion, huh?
The cult, that's a religion. Witchcraft, that's a religion. Demonology, that's a religion. But all the religion, God said, I ain't never created none of that stuff. That was you guys. That was after the fall. But God said today, come back. Come back to your original purpose. Understand that the governor, the Holy Spirit, will influence you on how to live as kingdom citizens. Let me tell you something. You can be a slave or a citizen. You can be a servant or a citizen. See, the servant even get welfare, but they don't get access. The citizen gets the welfare of the kingdom and the access to the kingdom. My God. Come back to the kingdom. Come back and live in the kingdom of God. Come back and allow the governor who was sent from the Father, who was sent by Jesus. Jesus said the Father was sent back. The governor. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. In all truth, the governor would never be the king. The governor's not the king. He brings back everything that the king taught and said. I don't know about y'all tonight, and I don't take nothing for granted with people. You quote scriptures, and I ain't talking about nobody here. I run across people that throw scriptures at me all day long. I said, Yep. Yippers. That's where it's at. But I don't see the manifestation of the fruit in their life. don't. And just because people say they save, I don't take it for granted that Holy Spirit is leading them in everything.
Amen.
You can wear a cross down, dragging the floor. That don't mean nothing to me. You can have Bibles tucked underneath your arm. That don't mean nothing to me. If I don't see the fruit in your life, the Bible said we will know them by the fruit they bear. And the Spirit got to bear witness to the Spirit. I ain't trying to discern none of y'all, but my Spirit will discern your spirit. That's why we need the governor. Because some of us are in
Bless
some
you.
Places that God is saying, I'm trying to get you out of. Well, Lord, they're my friend. And they did this for me. This morning said, I want more of you, God. You ain't gonna get no more. He gave you everything when he gave you Jesus. When Jesus came, he did not leave a toenail in heaven. He sent everything in his son to you. The thing is, we got to give up more of us.
How much more do you think the Father gonna give you? He ain't no end giver. I ain't talking about the Indian people. Woo!
But God gave us it all already. He's not giving you everything you need for life and godliness. Do we believe that? Do you believe that you have the governor? Then let him govern you. Let him govern you back to the kingdom.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't telling everybody don't go to church tomorrow. Don't you go to church. You're back. Why you going to church? I swear you said don't go to church. But now you lay home in your bed. But I'm tired. The governor keeping me home. Don't do it. Don't you dare do it. Let me tell you something. The only reason why Holy Spirit said that, because that was in some of your mind. I stay in my bed. But if Holy Spirit tell you to stay home, stay home. Are y'all here? If the governor say, stay home, you stay home. Because what? He's governing you. Because he may want to deal with you one-on-one. I'm a pastor and I say that. And when they tell me, Pastor, the Lord led me to stay home, what I'm going to do, fight him? Oh, no, he didn't. I teach them to hear from God, to trust God, to fight after the Holy Spirit, to allow him to be their governor, then I'm going to fight against it?
Yep.
Come on, that's oxymoron. Mm-hmm. So if Holy Spirit tell you that, then that's what you do. But make sure it's Holy Spirit. Don't let it be you talking to yourself. But you know, we can make ourselves sound like Holy Spirit all day long. We can rub ourselves up and down and feel real about ourselves, the Holy Spirit like, you dirty rotten scoundrel, that ain't me. Amen. That's all I have today, man.
Amen. Amen.
Wait,
do I stop it now or do I?
Stop it now. I gave you everything God gave me.
Amen.